Welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Now the acclaimed classical violinist Jennifer Coe joins us from the studios of NPR in New York. Not only is she an incredible virtuoso player, she is also one of the great champions of contemporary music, having commissioned more than 70 works from a brilliant and diverse group of composers from all over the world. She'll be playing a concert about a week from Sunday here in Baltimore as part of the Shriver Hall concert series, and I am delighted to welcome Jennifer Coe to Midday today. Jenny, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Our paths haven't crossed in quite a while. I want to start. You've been kind enough to bring your violin to that studio in Manhattan.
Yes.
I want to start with, you're going to play a piece by one of these pieces that you've commissioned over the past few years from Missy Mazzoli. Tell us what it is, and we look forward to hearing it.
Well, this was part of a commissioning project, which was around exploring the virtuosity on the violin. And this piece is called Kinski Paganini, which Missy wrote, and it's actually based on the crazy movie by Kinski about
right.
Paganini.
Terrific. Jennifer Coe playing for us live here on Midday. Jennifer Coe playing for us live here on Midday. That's a piece by Missy Mazzoli called The Kinski Paganini. My Lord, that's hard. That's the only thing I can think of when I hear you play that. And boy, that's so beautiful. You are involved in a number of projects. Let's talk quickly about the one that you're going to bring to Baltimore here. It's called Bridge to Beethoven. You worked on it with your frequent partner, a wonderful pianist named Shai Wozner. How did you develop that project?
Well, I really wanted to explore the idea of Beethoven, his kind of figure, as well as the kind of revolutionary aspect of his music and the musical content. And part of that was what I asked composers to do was to either engage with kind of the idea and the mythology around Beethoven. And so Vijay Iyer is writing a conversation with the Kreutzer Sonata called The Bridge Tower Fantasy, which is actually based on a book by Rita Dove. And this was one of the few works of Beethoven that was actually premiered and performed in public with George Bridgetower and Beethoven playing. And so it was actually originally written for George Bridgetower, who was of African descent, actually. And he's kind of been written out of history because it was rededicated to Kreutzer after supposedly Bridgetower and Beethoven got in a fight over a woman.
Yeah, that's so, what a great story. And you know, and all of these projects that you do, I mean, the piece you just played based on a weird movie by Klaus Kinski, you've got your bringing literature into this particular dimension of it. I mean, you're really relating this music in any number of ways.
Well, I think it's important to engage with the world around us and society around us. And I love collaborating with composers because they always bring a different perspective, both with their music making as well as their points of inspiration.
Well, let me ask you to play one more piece while we still have time. This is a piece of Sebastian Bach, a movement from his Partita in D minor. This is the Sarabande. Thanks so much for playing that one for us as well. Violinist Jennifer Coe. She's joining us from the NPR studios in New York City. That is the music of Bach from the D minor Partita. That's the movement called the Sarabande. Jenny, that is so beautiful. Lots of people can play the violin, but not a whole lot of people can communicate the way you communicate with that instrument. It's so gorgeous. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a long-held trope in classical music that the audience for classical music is diminishing, that you know, young people don't come to concerts anymore, that the symphonies are having a tough time filling the halls, et cetera, et cetera. But in the work that you're doing, both as a recitalist and as a concert performer and a chamber musician, are you finding that? What's your take on the state of classical music now?
I mean, I feel like people have been saying classical music is dying since the moment I was really involved in music, and I just felt like it's such a visceral and communicative and human form of expression. So I never really understood that, but it is something that I think about a lot, and I do think about those aspects of how we do engage with communities. So for me, it's really about, you know, thinking about three things every morning, I think. And that's about how do I serve my larger community, how do I serve my artistic community, and how do I serve this art form? So I think in terms of serving the larger community, it's really about engaging with different social issues and concerns that are happening around the world today. And in terms of artistic community, it's really trying to create a world where there's more space for everyone and create an environment for composers to really keep this art form alive. So,
well, you are serving all communities beautifully, and I really appreciate it. And everybody looks forward to your concert here in Baltimore a week from Sunday. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
The violinist Jennifer Coe, she will appear with Shai Wozner at the Shriver Hall Concert Series a week from Sunday, and we'll have information on our website at wipr.org/midday. Reveals coming up next after the news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.